The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, the Sharks take on the Carolina Hurricanes for the first of two meetings this season, ending their three-game homestand, very, very eager to get their first victory for the fans at the Tank. There have been two very disappointing losses in overtime to start the campaign, and the Sharks are getting a little bit tired of that. In fact, John Klingberg says the time is now.
Yeah, it's time. We're due for one for sure.
Head coach Ryan Warsofsky told us what his message was to the players after a 7-6 overtime loss to the Anaheim Ducks.
Just the way we need to play, and we can't beat ourselves, you know. And I think that's a big area of what we've talked about lately is the discipline and how we need to play in certain situations. Our game management, our puck play was atrocious. you look at the first game. You know, I don't think we'll see a game like that for another 20 years, but we liked a lot of things that we did. We played hard, we skated, and I don't think we really did much of that against Anaheim. So we got to get back to it, keep working with the group, get everyone on the same page.
The Sharks head coach elaborated on what happened against Anaheim. According to him, it was a loss of structure that was a big part of it.
You know, I think just the pressure really got to us. We grip it tight, and we don't want to have any poise with the puck. When we have poise and we make plays, we actually get out of our own pretty good. We got to find some more poise, and that's not just with our D. That's with our, you know, centers coming down to help. That's slowing down forechecks. So it's kind of all different areas of where we need to get better with that. We do it at times. We just got to do it more consistently.
So when a team loses structure, what do you do about it? How do you handle it? Alex Wenberg talked about that.
I mean, obviously the game, it's a game of reaction as well. I mean, so many times, like what happens out there, you're responding to a situation. But I mean, if you have the structure locked down, you know what your belief in or your system is, you kind of lean back on it. Right now, early in the season, I feel like sometimes we fade away from it. So we just get to be a little more disciplined and focus on the things we know. So right now, we going a little bit off script. So I think if we can get that locked down, we're going to have better games.
John Klingberg gave a clue as to one of the keys to tonight's game, as he talked about gaining structure and maintaining it.
Yeah, I mean, it's never going to be a perfect 60-minute game, and I think we just need to be able to control the different momentums a little bit better. There's a few tough shifts in a row that you're just going to have to turn the momentum the other way, and the easiest way to do that is doing the little thing right. Win your one-on-one battles, but also know that when you're a little bit tired and your teammates are a little bit tired, maybe just get it deep or have a really smart puck placements.
What's been difficult for San Jose is the last minute of periods. Against Anaheim, they gave up goals in the final minute of the second period and with the extra attacker on in the third. Center Philip Kurashev talked about that factor.
I mean, obviously, it's always the first minute of the period, last minute of the period are always like key moments, right? Like you definitely don't want to give up a goal in those moments, because then you go on the break without the momentum and stuff like that. And we just got to be more sharp, and I think we'll be good. You just got to learn from it.
Defenseman Dmitry Orlov, who faces off against his old team for the first time since leaving, talked about the last minutes of periods and what the defense needs to do.
Yeah, I mean, it just everybody should come down and know what to do on the ice. You know, it's a neutral zone or different aspects of the game, you know, so just need to be help each other talk, and coach just try to help us, which is, like I said, need to bring it, you know, you need to be focused, you have to be dialed in, and give everything, you know. Last 2 minutes we cannot, and last two games we cannot lose, you know, like that, you know. And first one is unfortunate bounce, you know, but last game we was up to two goals, you know, and then you know, it's unacceptable in this league, you know, and it's everybody should look in the mirror and be better. And it's what it's all about, you know, so learning process. It's long season, and better and quicker we're going to be learn that, better we're going to be in the future.
Michael Misa makes his National Hockey League debut against the Hurricanes tonight. He told us what was on his mind.
I'm excited. You know, it's a moment I've dreamt of for a while, and excited it's happening now, so looking forward to it.
Misa says that the preseason preparation has really helped him get ready for this moment.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing for me is just continuing to, you know, put in the extra work when people aren't watching. So, yeah, it's been good the last couple weeks, and, you know, excited for this, and, you know, I think I'm ready.
Watching Sam Dickinson play his first National Hockey League game against the Ducks was also a factor, and here were Misa's observations.
You know, I told him right after the game, he looked very comfortable out there. You know, he looked like he belonged, and, you know, he's got a lot more games this season to come, so, yeah, he's going to keep getting better.
Alex Wenberg, who was a first-round draft pick of the Columbus Blue Jackets way back when, gave us his thoughts on Misa's first NHL game and how he relates to it.
No, I mean, I bet it's a lot of emotions, but, I mean, this is where you've been working for your entire life, so, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, obviously, see these young guys coming in, have the opportunity, and just for them, I mean, obviously, you want to play good and all, but enjoy the moment as well. I mean, your first game, you're always going to remember that, so make it a good one.
The coaching staff knows what Misa's strengths are. Ryan Warsawski says he's putting Misa on the second power play unit for that reason.
Yeah, he's a guy that can make plays, and, you know, we got to put him on the power play and make him more comfortable, and, you know, help getting him his touches may help him, you know, get into the game a little bit. So he's looked good the last two skates, practices, morning skate. He looked like he has pace. You can tell he's excited, so we're excited. Let's see what we can get to going tonight.
And Misa regards being on the power play in the NHL in his very first game as a privilege.
It's huge, yeah. You know, anytime you get to play on a power play, it's pretty cool. And, you know, I'm going to try to do everything I can to, you know, help our team score a goal there.
The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Sharks.
1 in 8 women have thyroid issues.
Am I the one? I am kind of tired. I should see a doctor. Is it genetic?
Does my health plan even cover tests like that?
In-network?
Out-of-network?
Why is this always a whole big thing? Wait. I have Kaiser Permanente. So my coverage includes regular preventive care. Guess it doesn't have to be a whole big thing.
Kaiser Permanente. Healthcare that just works.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Alex Nedeljkovic gets the start in goal for the Sharks against Brandon Bussey, a rookie playing in his first NHL game for Coach Rod Brind'Amour. Jacob Slavin is also out on defense for Carolina, but needless to say, the Hurricanes, a top-rated team at 2-0, are well-respected in the Sharks locker room. Head coach Ryan Warsawski talked about the challenge.
It's going to be a big test. You know, top five team that puts in pucks, especially on the rim, so we're going to make sure we can execute pucks off the yellow, get numbers around it. Their D are going to pinch. So, again, another heavy forecheck team.
Because of the relentless pressure that Carolina puts on you, you kind of have to crack the code to face them. Alex Wenberg talked about that.
I always said before, too, I feel like it all comes down to our effort and the way we play. Obviously, we're playing a great team, a lot of skating from them, a lot of forechecks, so we got to be ready for that. But I think that could fit our game pretty well. Because, I mean, we want to play the same way, we play with the same structure. So hopefully the two structures team right now can have a good fight against each other. So, and I mean, right now, I feel like we're hungry for get a little revenge. Obviously, these two games, we've been playing some good hockey. I haven't found a way to win. So I feel like right now, everyone's eager to get out there and give it another shot.
Don't forget to tune in to all of the exciting play-by-play action, and it's going to be exciting. Michael Mises' first National Hockey League game, and the Sharks against one of the best teams in the NHL, the Carolina Hurricanes. Jamal Mayers joins me for the first time this season to provide incisive analysis of tonight's contest on the Sharks Audio Network. We hit the airwaves at 6:30 Pacific time with all of the exciting coverage, and we hope you join us then. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.